is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hey, my name is Brandon, and I'm happy to be here because I love Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Beer, 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 beer,
beer. Hey, it's Panda. Glad to be here. I like Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Hey, my name is Dan, and I hate Signed, Sealed, Delivered, and I'm happy to be here with my best friends, Panda and Brand. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
That was a good one.
The 30%. Okay, interesting.
We just have a different opinion.
We have a different opinion on that.
Yeah. Guys, what is going on?
Friday.
Get yourself a payday. Do a little sky day. Make your son a Y day. Don't you tell a lie day.
Can we talk about Signed, Sealed, Delivered? Or do you want to go a couple more?
Restart your MySpace day.
Restart your MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
So stupid.
These episodes are from the heart. I can tell you that.
Yep.
They're from the heart.
I'm not stupid, no way.
You're slowly getting into my prerogative.
That's my prerogative.
You're slowly working your way around to it.
My prerogative. Guys, can I ask you this? I know that it's Friday and everything.
How was your weekend? So help me. I'm throwing this at you.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's coming in hot. I'm just letting you know.
How? Old the police. What?
It's Friday, Bran.
Your... weekend! Hey!
It's a good spin. I thought you were going further out. I overestimated how far you could move.
That's real important.
That's fair. How's your weekend?
God bless you. It was great. It was great. 6 days was great. It was amazing. Awesome.
It was super good.
Andy, you weekend. Can I bring up what you told me in the break?
Absolutely. Please do.
That you were thinking about starting a snow hut?
A snow cone.
Are you getting into a franchise or are you starting your own franchise?
Starting my own.
What are we going to call it?
I don't know. I might call it Big Head.
Big Head?
Big Head Snow Cones.
You're going to call it Big Head
Snow Cones?
Big Head Snow Cones.
So you're going to buy a couple of ice shavers.
Can I ask you a question?
Put up a hut. Yep. Or are you going to do like a movable truck?
No, it would be a little hut.
Little hut.
Like in a parking lot.
Yeah. Or like at your downtown TR.
Yeah, something like that.
And Big Head Snow Cones.
Big Head Snow Cones.
You're going to offer, are you going to let them get the syrup themselves? You're going to shave that ice and get it for them?
Well, I'm going to shave the ice and get for them.
What's a snow cone going to run at Big Head's?
I don't know. $3-4 maybe?
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Do you have a note on your phone of snow hut ideas?
No.
Okay. Well, let's just start that right now.
Okay.
A Big Head. Mm-hmm. Can we... Maybe people in the chat, Randall Jam Plus, what are some good...
No, this is easy. It's panda cones. The cones are bigger than regular snow cones. Mm-hmm. And you got a logo of a panda and like maybe a Christmas hat. Mm-hmm. It's snowing sideways with like a giant snow cone that kind of covers up his head.
It's not bad.
I don't like that.
What? I mean...
I'll take
10%.
The cone itself is like a... snow cone.
I'll take 10% of all the money you make. For that one idea. I think it's fair.
That seems like a gallon move.
It does. It's a little
gallon's back.
I'm back.
Can the cone itself be a panda?
Yeah.
Well, that would be expensive. That'd be expensive. And then it's hard to get that ice if it's stuck on the inside of like the paws inside the cup. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Or maybe if it just had a logo on it, I think it would be better. If you have an actual panda, more expensive to make, ice is going to get stuck. People are going to get upset.
Yeah. You don't want ice in the paws.
You don't want ice in the paws. No, said it for years. No. I saw Ice in the Paws live. Underrated as a bluegrass band, and I'll say that.
Yeah, but overrated as a metal band.
That's true.
We're looking for some property to set up. I have a couple ideas. Going to reach out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've already looked into the license. Don't need one. DHEC.
Yeah.
Under the radar.
DHEC under the radar. You saying that the way you said it makes it sound like you're going to spit in snow cones.
Legally, there's nothing anyone can do about that. If I spit in your snow cones, there's legally nothing. DHEC can't get involved. DHEC can't touch me. They said they won't get involved for nothing.
There's not a scenario where DHEC steps foot in my hut.
Sure. Maybe my finger gets put in one. There's nothing they can do.
Maybe the ice is glass. DHEC isn't coming, baby.
DHEC says, oh, what is that? Snow cones? Don't touch them.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Maybe the floor is sticky and it's not the syrup. DHEC ain't coming through my door. DHEC hasn't been to Traveler's Rest in a decade.
Maybe my wife kicked me out. Maybe I'm living in the hut. Maybe there's nothing DHEC can touch that. Is that enough for now?
DHEC can't come in a mobile home.
I'm killing two birds with one snow cone.
Man, if you don't like that,
that's a good
what you're here for.
Signed, sealed, delivered, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
From the heart, new year, new signed, sealed, delivered. It originally aired on... after Valentine's Day, February 21st, 2016.
It didn't.
It did.
It didn't air after Valentine's
Day. Sure did.
Good gosh. Hallmark.
And it went a little something like this. It's the movie kicks off at Valentine's Day, 1835. And you're like, man, how are they going to find the... the people who wrote these letters. If this is the main letter, who the hell are they going to do this? Lady's writing a letter and sending a pretty dope Valentine to someone that she loves. And she says, it'll be the last one. All right, weirdo. Okay. Cut to the DLO and Oliver's making a Valentine himself, which he mails naturally. A very old letter with burn marks because handed to Oliver and he scurries off quickly because he saw burn marks. And he's like, this is it for me. We then see a flashback to 15 years prior. A teenager mails a letter, that letter that we saw, and then turns himself over to the police. Back in present day, Rita and Norman are talking about Valentine's plans. Norman has not made a reservation yet. Whoopsies. Shane is moping around because she doesn't have a Valentine. Oliver opens the letter from 15 years ago. This boy wrote a letter to a girl he met at debate. And that's great. Rita gets a call that they need her to fill in as Miss Special Delivery.
Stop it. Stop it. Should all be ashamed of yourselves. It was a bad idea during the TV series. Here we are 3 months later, still droning on about a fake postal worker's beauty pageant that she finished fourth in nationals. God,
well,
stop it.
First place got Broadway. Second place quit the post office. Third place.
Jail.
Had roast
jail.
Beef.
You're good. That's
fourth
good.
One had none.
And that's Rita. That's and why Rita she can do it.
Wee all the way back. That's to
exactly
DC.
Right. That's exactly right. So she's gonna have to. She's gonna have to go do Miss Special Delivery stuff. So that's too bad.
Too bad for all of us, Bran.
Yeah. So in the letter Oliver's reading, the boy tells the girl that he never meant to hurt her, and that he never meant to kill anyone.
What?
Norman and Rita are at the grill, and his cousin brings him a bunch of old Valentines, and he wants Norman to have them, and he's also only writing responses. One of those is the 1835 letter. What is this? Back to the other letter at hand. We see the debaters start rollerblading together, liking each other as you do. Once you rollerblade, well... you know how things go. 9 months later. Oliver tells Shane that this letter is missing because of him. It was burned because he was going. He was doing mail that day before he was at the DLO. He would go around and he would collect the mail from the boxes.
Mailman.
Mailman. Paper boy. Basically, that mailbox exploded. He was supposed to be getting the letters, but instead he went to get coffee. And during that time, a literal clown parked by the box, and a helium tank exploded at the box. So Oliver feels a lot of guilt over this. That's why he ultimately applied for the DLO so he could help get the Lost Boys home to Peter and the rest of them. Shane's letter from Oliver gets mixed up in a box that Rita gives her, and so she never actually gets it. She doesn't know that it's in there. Oliver doesn't know that either, and he thinks that Shane just doesn't want to go out with him on Valentine's Day. We find out that the debate couple hit a rocky patch, and you never want to rollerblade over rocks. It's messy. Just watch Mighty Ducks 3, I believe, mm-hmm. when they're going through and there's rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough sledding.
It's not good. Tough blading out there. That's exactly right. Her debate partner tells her that he's just using her for debate. You know, like all the cool kids do. He doesn't take this lying down. He gets drunk instead, and he drives. And he hits a mailbox. It explodes. It doesn't. I'm kidding. No, that'd be fun. That's too much. The next day, she tells him that she loves him. And to meet under the tree after debate, under the cork tree. He's happy about this, but then he remembers that, after he hit that mailbox, he also hit a homeless fella with his car. So he storms out after that realization, wrote this letter basically saying, sorry about that whole dealio. Sorry, I'm going to go turn myself in now, basically. Norman sees a news conference where Rita says that she doesn't have a boyfriend. Why would she do that? She claims that it's because, they went viral with a picture and she doesn't want people in their lives, basically. They figure out that the kid is the governor of Colorado. Can you believe this stuff?
Unbelievable.
So, that night, it's Valentine's night, and Shane decides to go and see what Oliver's doing at his house. Sees him pouring wine. Who does that alone? I don't know. So she leaves. They find out that the girl from the letter is in the hospital with a disease, and they try to bring her the letter since it was hers, and they're not allowed to go back there. And so they bring it to the governor, who is shocked to find out this letter is here and wants to bring it to her himself so that she knows the truth and knows that, he didn't just not show up at the tree and all that stuff. So he does this, and naturally he is allowed back because he is the governor. Shane finds out that Oliver sent a Valentine, goes to the dumpster, does a little dumpster dive, finds the box, finds the letter. Handmade, heart and all. They were going to have dinner, real nice restaurant and whatnot. She's blown away by this. The governor sits with the girl until she wakes up, reads the letter. She's so happy that he's there. Yay. Norman is dealing with an Abe Lincoln Valentine letter thing that, I don't know, I'm sure someone likes it. But I didn't, because I didn't really keep up with that information during the movie. I kept thinking, like, I should be writing this, shouldn't I? Something about Abe Lincoln and a mistress. I don't know. Abe's great. He's honest. Rita comes back, though, early, and they kiss. So I guess all is on the up and up there. And Shane tells Oliver about the letter, and they end up going to dinner, and they end up dancing because that's what they do. And we're all happy. And that, my friends, was...
Signed, sealed, delivered from the heart.
We did it.
I know the Postables are going to be mad at me about the Abe Lincoln letter.
Nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing I can do about it.
That's what it is.
Abe Lincoln letter.
Abe Lincoln letter.
There's too many letters. Too many letters to keep up with.
A lot of letters going on.
Too many letters.
Yeah. Yep. We got the main ones.
We got the main ones. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on
Deck the Hallmark.
Deck the Hallmark. Stepping on my toes. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Friday edition. Let's break this episode down. Let's talk about the movie. Let's share our hot takes. Panda, what'd you think about this one?
Uh-oh, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I hope you find the words.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think here's where I'm at with Sign Sealed Delivered. The performances are, as always, really solid. This was the first episode where I started really feeling like they are stalling and they are not quite entirely sure where to go. And I feel like we're starting to get into the area of law of diminishing returns with Sign Sealed Delivered at this point. It is real bad that they brought Rita into the Miss Special Delivery pageant again. That's inexcusable, in my opinion.
They're spinning a wheel with all Miss Special Delivery pageants on it, and they just spin that sucker. Well, like, what should we do with Rita?
They don't know what to do with her character.
Special Delivery.
They don't know what to do with her. By extension, they don't know what to do really with Norman at this point. They're stuck because they can't have the Shane and Oliver plot resolved too quickly. And so we are left with another realm of silly misunderstandings between them over this Valentine's Day thing, as sweet as it is, like another, like, oh, I'm offended because he didn't ask me, and this whole card debacle, which at this point we're starting to play that game a few too many times where there's a misunderstanding between them. And the best part of this entire story was, in fact, this time the letter itself, which was, I thought, a pretty good letter. It was interesting, at least. And so overall, this was, I just feel like maybe Sign Sealed Delivered, again, not bad performances. They're great.
Didn't deliver
for me. That's where I'm at.
Nicely done, Brian.
You guys know I'm a letter boy. I like when the letters are good letters. And yep. So I did like that in this episode. I do agree. I didn't necessarily love the Shane Oliver misunderstanding in this episode about the letter. Like, it just felt like a lot of misunderstandings, and almost all of them I felt like were dumb.
Yep.
So that's too bad. I'm going to talk a little about Rita in my way. What? But I'm baffled.
Yes.
Not about the Miss Special Delivery. I won't get on that train. I feel like there's enough people on it, and I'll just kind of sit and wave. But just that whole thing, the thing between her and Norman in this episode, I didn't like it at all. Didn't like their little thing at all. And I didn't care about the Abe Lincoln letter. So if this...
Oh, who did?
No one cared. Good.
It wasn't just me.
No.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed the main letter in this movie. And I thought the whole, like him being the governor, I felt like all that worked. So everything involving the letter, I really enjoyed. Everything else, maybe not so much. So here we are. Dan?
Yeah, this is the first of these movies or TV show episodes where three of these four characters betray the character that has been written for them. And that's sad. Three characters here, not Norman, the other three, Shane, Oliver, Rita, do things, say things, act in ways that are not beholden to their character. And that's not the fault of the actors. It isn't. But it is the fault of, look, Martha Williamson's great. She's amazing. But whatever happened here was designed to be a placeholder. And you can tell it.
Yep.
You can. Like, there's no world where Oliver would sit there for days on end and not say anything about her not getting a Valentine and just continually act like she's the worst. And there's nowhere where Shane would just never speak it. Like, the fact that they don't speak at all, so we can have this moment at the end. Look, the Valentine that Oliver writes Shane is wonderful. Uh-huh. I think we all would agree with that. The heart cut out just imperfectly. So sweet. The very formal letter that he writes her in that card is so perfectly Oliver, you know, requesting her attendance at this very nice dinner and this, you know, things to talk about and, you know, intellectual conversation. That's all wonderful. And that moment works in spite of the fact that the previous 75 minutes of character development don't. The problem is that three of these four characters, Rita, with what she does in Washington, D.C., which is indefensible, inexcusable, and patently absurd. I'm sure someone will cover that in their way. It was. Yep. Shane, in just staying quiet, waiting for Oliver to make a move, Oliver staying quiet, thinking he has made the move, and just having this very silly misunderstanding, like it's a Hallmark movie of the week, is just so below this show. It's below what it's capable of. Now, the letter this time has some good feels to it. Has some great, like, loss and love and you know, swell of emotion. And I think there are some things that work in this episode. I think that there are some things with Oliver and Shane at the end, particularly, that really work in this episode. And I think Norman continues to be a consistent performer. But yeah, it's the first time I've watched this show and thought that the characters betrayed, the characters were betrayed. And that's unfortunate. I actually think this one is still more entertaining than The Impossible Dream, which I found to be a snooze fest. And just this hearing and somebody talked like, I can't believe they didn't mention Oliver's big speech in the Senate hearing. Got to be honest, underwhelmed by that speech. That's why none of us mentioned it. He's the speech
he's
he gives
giving
on,
better speeches.
The speech he gives on faith in the Christmas episode.
Way
get
out
of here. That may be the best. You guys said this may be the best. That may be the best moment in Hallmark. I don't know that I disagree with you there. That episode is the worst one in my opinion. Impossible Dream is. This is better than that, but it betrays the characters, and that's something that I'm not used to seeing from Signed, Sealed, Delivered. I'm not used to seeing in the 10 episodes and 4 or 5 movies we've watched, characters have developed, characters have been consistent, characters have been well-performed. In this episode, characters weren't consistent. They were not consistent. And so the problem is this is a Friday show. We have a lot of fun here at Deck the Hallmark, but we're holding this show to a way higher standard. This movie... If it were a movie of the week on Hallmark, we've been thrilled.
Yep.
But that's not what we're doing.
But
it's
because we've seen how good the show can
be. That's right.
Unfortunately, you set yourself up for that.
That's right. It puts us in a tough spot when if this is the movie of the week and I get this instead of Jen Lilly going out to be a social media influencer for somebody's wedding, like, yes, all day, 10 of 10, would recommend. But compared to Signed, Sealed, Delivered, the characters are not consistent in this episode, and it's bad, and they do it to service a plot that they just don't want to commit to, and that's unfortunate. That's what I got.
Let's get to all the feels, Panda.
I mean, I feel like when he actually goes in, the governor, is he governor?
Governor.
Yeah. Governor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he goes in and finally sits down with this girl and they have that moment together. I think that's a sweet moment. That worked for me. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really a good scene. Also him just grappling with the weight of what he did as a teen and him trying to spend his life making amends for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, there's a lot there. There's a good message of, I think, redemption in the middle of all of that too. I liked it. I was a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean the little Valentine was very cute. I liked it because that's about as good as I can also cut out a heart.
Yeah, I can't cut.
So and that made me happy because it's the little things like dudes trying to cut out a heart. We're doing the best we can out there, and so I appreciated the bad heart. Panda Dan.
Yeah, Oliver's Valentine is the feels in this movie, in my opinion. The problem is that a better movie either just has him hand that to her at the end, or she gets it at the beginning and we just set up some sort of like tension, like positive tension, chemistry between the two all episode leading up to this dinner. You don't have to have a misunderstanding. I mean, heck, when she goes to the church, when he's at choir practice and he's talking to that girl, she thinks, after reading that Valentine to her, she thinks he could be interested in her, the other girl.
Stupid.
That's stupid. That is dumb. So the Valentine works. It stands well enough on its own to not be found in the dumpster and have a dumb misunderstanding. So I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment, but the Valentine really did work.
Let's take one more quick break and we'll be right back. Here on...
They're all right.
Oh, geez. The way things work around here. Hi, boys and girls. Hey, how are we? We're doing back great. Here on a Friday, or as the kids say,
Fry-yay.
That's Fry-yay. Right. That's right, my guy.
Say, yeah.
That's right, my guy. Any update on snow cones?
Yeah, they are sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
Snow cones are up?
Big ups.
Big ups.
Downside, though, syrup down.
Syrup down. Man, you're...
So the actual snow...
It's a break even then, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Big ups and syrup down. Yep. Fair enough.
Thank you, first of all.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's get to Wait What's.
Yeah, Miss Special Delivery again.
Just what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing? It's preposterous. It's stupid. I hated it. Not a fan. At one point...
all that's accurate. What are you laughing about? He's right.
Just how much you guys hate it.
It's stupid.
Yeah, dumb plot, man. In one episode to do it, okay, like, yeah, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Bran, this has got to be, I don't know, the 95th time we've had this plot line?
Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't offend me any.
But they clearly don't have anything for her.
Sure.
We'll revisit Miss Special Delivery again in just a moment.
If there's any more Miss Special Delivery after this one, I'm gonna start taking back nice things I've said. I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
Don't make them do that, guys.
It can't be. There can't be more. There cannot be more. Can there?
I think we'll probably at least get one or two more.
Like a reference to she's off doing this, fine. But if we get any more contests, pageants, competitions, out.
Miss Special Delivery out. Global.
Stop it.
No. Mrs. Worldwide.
Mrs. Wild Worldwide.
Mrs. Worldwide. Wide worldwide.
At one point, Oliver goes and opens up his refrigerator and realizes he doesn't have a Yoo-hoo.
That's right.
And then I believe he is told by Shane that she keeps an emergency Yoo-hoo down at...
The mailbox grill.
Mailbox grill.
That's right.
Which I would suggest to you is not actually keeping an emergency Yoo-hoo handy, because at that point, if you're having to walk to any other location, that's not an emergency Yoo-hoo. You would need one in the same building for it to be an emergency Yoo-hoo.
If you came in and said, man, we're out of Diet Coke, I said, I keep an emergency down at the Sphinx.
That's right. That's the same thing. It's not an emergency.
The only thing I can figure is maybe the mailbox grill's on location. It's right at the stairs. But still, your point holds. That's not, you've not kept anything anywhere.
It's not an emergency.
No.
Not emergency stat. No. If she had pulled one out of her desk and said, hey, I keep one just in case. You didn't do that.
Right. But also, and I want to be very clear, there are no blue laws about Yoo-hoo. You can buy Yoo-hoo anywhere at any store. It's not like it's after 7 or on a Sunday and you can't go down and get a fifth of Yoo-hoo
down
at the liquor store in South Carolina. That's not how it works.
Plentiful.
Colorado for you, man.
Sheesh. Colorado. That shortage of Yoo-hoo over there. And then finally, Rita's actions are inexcusable to throw Norman under the bus.
It's absurd.
It is not only, and listen, the reason why it's inexcusable is A, it doesn't fit with her character.
At all.
The fact that they've already committed their love to, in front of everyone.
Yes.
The previous episode. At
the previous Miss Special Delivery pageant.
Right. So on top of that, no one cares that you're dating somebody. No one is watching this. It is this Miss Special Delivery pageant for the post office. And I can tell you, even if this was a thing, no one cares who you're dating.
No.
No one.
No.
It's a stupid plot.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, her actions are dumb. This was dumb.
But here's the problem is that they want to make it sound like she just got scared about protecting Norman and her privacy. But here's the thing is either it doesn't matter, which is the correct answer. It doesn't matter. Or she's such a big star and went viral that the paparazzi are going to find that guy regardless.
The paparazzi.
They're going to find that guy even if you say he's not your boyfriend.
We're going to find Norman. We're going to...
Stop.
Stop what?
Shut it down.
Okay. Was that it?
Paparazzi.
Remember that kid that did it on the piano?
Oh, remember when the paparazzi came after us?
That lasted one of the best stories.
Click, 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 click. Oh, let me just delete those. I thought we were big shots pulling up there at ABC World News in our limo.
I'd like to think we still kind of are. You know, the joke's on them. They could have had us in our
guys,
prime.
If that paparazzi like has those pictures anywhere,
please
I'd love
send them
because
we're as confused as they are.
I would love to have those pictures.
Great story.
Of us waving.
We didn't know what was happening until we got in the building. That was a paparazzi. They realized we were nobodies.
What was I? Where are we at?
Wait, what?
The wait what's.
Yeah.
My biggest wait what is a very simple one, boys, that I can't remember right now. Dan, go ahead.
Go ahead. Drunk?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
So I understand that some license is taken when we get the backstory of the people in the letter, but it was hard for me not to keep like going back to the fact that the only information we have on these two people is what's written in this love letter. Are we to understand this love letter contains all the details of all of these debates?
Yes.
Yes.
Like they've written pages and pages of, and then we were in this debate about the drinking age. Do you remember? I took the con. You took the pro. Like that is, it's absurd, right? And then while we're on debates, did they say at some point she one someone there's from Wyoming? They say that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's she doing in Colorado for debate? What's she doing there? How's she getting back? That it's not nationals in Denver. And what region has those two together? The split it in half region?
Yes. Like
it doesn't make any sense at all. I don't understand. The problem that I'm starting to have, I think, is that I think the Denver post office may be the worst post office in the country. What all manner of things happen here between mailboxes exploding, what amounts to...
Do you guys remember the time that Sean Hunter blew up a mailbox?
Yeah,
I don't, really but bad. Yes, I do.
He was
on
a bad path.
He was a bad path.
Yeah. You don't do that.
You're dang right, I'm judging. What amounts to be hundreds of thousands of letters that are for Denver that they cannot deliver. Plus, and I want to make sure I get this correct, a postal worker being asked by another postal worker to deliver a postmarked letter and just sticks it in the bottom of old decorations. These people shouldn't work for the post office, I don't think. I don't think they should.
Fair.
And also, I want to be clear. I think we've taken a little bit too much license with the Love Actually cards being romantic just because they exist. Those are great if you can't talk, okay? Say it's carolers. Okay, great situation. I know about your MS from across the street. Right. Perfect. Rita does not need to do the cards here.
Yeah, but it was a callback to his cousin.
Who has taken a vow of silence that he breaks for a laugh.
Yes.
And it's a funny laugh. These cards are not romantic, not funny, and not good. That's a bad bit.
My biggest question is, who is Carol Singers? You know what I mean? Like, who is Carol Singers?
Who's Carol Singers?
That's what I'm saying. You guys know what I mean?
What? What?
You guys getting this guy? You guys know in Love Actually. When the first thing is say it's Carol Singers, my biggest question is, who's Carol Singers?
And why would
who's
that
buying
be
that?
Why would
who's
that be buying that? Believable.
Hey,
excuse.
Robert, stay in there.
It's Carol.
Carol Singers is here. Gotta talk to her about my MS.
Can we talk about what in the Amelia Ullerup wig is happening here? That's Amelia Ullerup in the church, who's already been in this program. As a different bad wig character and is now shown up for one scene in one of the most atrocious wigs this side of Hallmark.
I didn't realize it was Amelia.
Yeah, it is.
What in the world is happening there? I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. And I do, since we don't have a What the Hallmark section, I do need to know about the skyrocketing success of the governor of Colorado. You don't just in the 2000s become governor of Colorado at the age of 33. That dude had a path. Because at 18, he was murdering people by drunk driving. In 15 years from 18, he's now governor of Colorado.
That's right.
What did he do? I mean, this guy must be super duper dynamic.
His debates are really good.
So good at debates.
Yeah. And then lastly, at the end of this movie, Are they dancing romantically to a string quartet playing the hymn Because He Lives?
No, I don't think it's Because He Lives.
It sounds a lot like Because He Lives.
No, it's another song, though.
That's similar to Because He Lives? Because I was singing Because He Lives to it successfully.
As you should.
Yeah.
I try to sing it as often as I can.
Yeah.
I got my way.
Thank goodness. I'll hand it back to you.
So she gets the box. Rita says, hey, I need you to decorate for the Lonely Hearts thing or whatever.
Yep.
And so she brings it, and Norman tells her the party's been canceled because everybody has somebody. Who's making that call? Because you know who they forgot to ask? Shane!
Yeah.
They forgot to ask Shane!
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Somebody just made an audible. They just said, no, everybody... They either didn't ask everybody, they just said, we're not going to do it this year, or they're just downright lazy on that person's part. And that's offensive to Lonely Hearts Everywhere.
It is.
Somebody in the chat said, Maddie... is from Wyoming, and she gets home on her rollerblades, obviously.
That's right.
That's great.
Gosh, I love rollerblades so much.
Mm-hmm. So good.
I've got a brand new pair of rollerblades.
Hey, that song in here. That was cool.
That was good. Yeah. I love that song. Well, love's a strong word.
It's catchy.
It's a catchy song.
Snow cones or rollerblades?
Both at the same time.
Yeah, I'd say, dude, I got nothing on you.
Got nothing on me.
And they can't catch you when you're on rollerblading.
Most people would say you can't do that while rollerblading. I say, D-heck, can't find me.
Caught me in the cone hut. Wasn't me.
So we got to pick your poison here, guys. We've got a postal worker of the week, or we didn't do...
We only do double deckers on new movies.
Yes, I understand. I just want to say,
we're not picking a poison.
It's not poison to pick. It's post worker of the week. This
poison.
Is
there's no litter. Poison yeah. to pick. There's yeah. no poison to pick. Who do we have today, Dan?
We have Dune Swirly, and in parentheses it says no nicknames, please. I don't know what that.
Yep.
Did he submit this?
I don't know. No, Cheryl, who does all these. Dune Swirly, no nicknames, please.
Yeah.
What's his number?
Post office number 1353686.
Yeah.
No nicknames, please.
Dune Swirly.
no nicknames, please.
Let me be honest with you guys. Yeah. When you look him up, he's actually been consistent working with the post office. Not a lot of original things, but there was an incident... back in 03.
Yes.
And somebody called him Swirlmeister.
Yes.
We said no nicknames, Panda. It's the one thing we said.
Guys.
Dune, are you on the line?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You told us no nicknames, please.
You're supposed to bleep that out.
Okay. We'll get it in post.
As good as the F word.
As good as? Or as badass?
Both.
Okay.
So this guy. Called me Swirlmeister.
Meister.
I walked in that day and I said to him, his name was Mark, if I remember right. I said, Mark, did you forget your meds? Because there's one thing that I have said explicitly every day since I was born. No nicknames, please. Mark then resigned.
In disgrace, I'm sure.
In disgrace.
Yeah.
The next day, and I'm not going to cover this up. I'm not going to make a big deal about it either. The guys down there at the post office gave me, and you're not going to believe this, a magnet. It was a big magnet. And they said, thanks for all your hard work, Swirlmeister.
What?
Whoa.
I know. And I took that magnet. And I shoved it back in their face. And I said, guys, I've worked here for a long time.
How is this still happening?
You should know by now that the one thing that I've said since I was literally born It's no nicknames, please. And they said, sorry, they all resigned
in
disgrace. Yep. I now run the post office and I deliver.
You're the postmaster general?
Of Little Town Square. There's like three of us. And I just want to say this in closing, if you'll allow it.
Sure.
When somebody says, since literally birth, no nicknames, please. It doesn't mean he's trying to be funny. It means his name is Dune Swirly. God's been cool enough.
Guys, I feel like I need to resign and in disgrace.
In disgrace, nonetheless.
Wow.
Thank you, Dune.
Thanks, Dune.
Dune Swirly.
Swirlmeister.
We did it.
We'll be back next week. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.